personal cheerleader. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I made a drive this past weekend to attend a visitation for the mother of a friend and colleague who had passed away. The room was filled with friends and neighbors of Lois who had all gathered to pay their respects and to support the family and each other over this loss. Over the past 5 years, I've worked many a ballgame with my friend, either on the radio or on television, and while I never met his mother, many times I've heard him speak glowingly of her, as all good sons should, but also in terms of how she was such a big fan of his broadcast work. Lois gave her son all kinds of feedback that he couldn't necessarily get himself, because for a while she was able to watch the replays of all the games we did on cable, and he couldn't. Of course, for those frequent technical glitches on the cable channel on which the game appeared, that feedback always began, "Can't you do something about?" But otherwise, she was one proud mama of her son's work on the broadcast. Making the rounds about the room, others told similar stories and let my friend know how proud she was of him. One neighbor of Lois, an athletic administrator at a nearby high school, recalled how excited she'd get when her son was coming to their community to do a game. And she'd tell everybody. And of course, everybody would tell my friend that he'd better pay a visit to his mother before or after the game, which he always did. Lois is the kind of person that I would put in the category of a personal cheerleader, the kind of person everyone should have at least one of in their lives. In this case, it was a parent. But it can also be a coach, a teacher, a peer, someone who rises above the crowd with their encouraging words and actions and makes you feel like $1 million. I can't help but think that Lois treated my friend the same way throughout high school and as he progressed through college and into his professional career. Lois couldn't wait to catch the weekly broadcast where her son would welcome everyone to watch from the best seat in the house. Well, now she can be the first one in that seat every week and be looking down over his shoulder from her new perch as his personal cheerleader as he helps lead the cheers for the young people he gets to spotlight in his work. The Battle of the Fans continues with trips to Buchanan and Vandercook Lake this week and Ann Arbor, Gabriel Richard, and Zeeland East next week as we look to honor the best student cheering sections in the state of Michigan. Our BOTF crew made a visit to repeat finalist and defending champion Frankenmuth a couple of weeks ago, and you can catch a video of that trip through the MHSAA website or via the MHSAA Sports Channel on YouTube. Video of the other four finalists will be posted over the next couple of weeks, and then you, the fans, can vote for your favorite finalist on Facebook beginning February 18th. The winning school will be announced on February 22nd and be honored the weekend of the MHSAA Boys Basketball Finals a month later. For more information about the Battle of the Fans, visit the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.